All right, lots of legislation in the pipeline in Lansing with this lame duck legislature. We've been talking about it quite a bit. One package of bills, though, that really hasn't gotten a lot of attention, it's the raise the age legislation. This has been attempted before and then failed to pass. This would essentially raise the age of kids charged as adults from 17 years to 18 years of age, which may not seem like a big deal, but it is. Joining us right now, the Vice President for Public Policy and Advocacy at the Michigan Catholic Conference, Tom Hickson. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
I appreciate you joining us. Give us a little background, a little history of this legislation and what it would do.
Well, Michigan is one of only four states in the country that treats 17-year-olds as adults for criminal purposes. And that ranges from, boy, the smallest non-consequential event like a shoplifting or a joyriding or a minor in possession all the way up to murder. It doesn't matter what the crime is. A 17-year-old is automatically treated as an adult in the court system. And we think that there's room to be a little smarter on crime, particularly at a young age where someone at 17, we think you can still have an impact and try to get someone's life turned around, particularly in the lower level offenses.
A lot of people look at this too and say 17-year-olds being put in juvenile detention with 12, 13, 14-year-olds isn't safe because these 17-year-olds are essentially adult-like. So it puts them in an awkward spot, doesn't it?
Well, you know, I would go back and ask how many 12-year-olds are really in a locked facility. I don't think that's very common. And I think most of these kids, you're not talking about putting them in a facility. You're talking about some in-home services, things like that. A lot of these are in a better position to be in the juvenile system because the juvenile system is more set up with wraparound services, counseling, interventions than are in the adult system. The neat thing about this legislation is for those kids that really, truly are bad, do a terrible, heinous crime, the judge and the prosecutors of every county would have the discretion to waive a child to an adult court if it's deemed necessary. So we just think that the default shouldn't be right out of the gate. Someone that does something low level, all of a sudden you're intermingling with adults in the adult court system and normalizing that sort of a lifestyle.
One of the reasons there's been resistance to though this legislation is the cost. Is that right?
Well, there's been some concern about that. I think you'd be hard pressed to find very many organizations in Lansing that would take a position opposed to this. I think most agree it's good policy. 85% of Michiganders, through a poll we conducted, think that it's the wrong move to try to automatically treat a 17-year-old as an adult. There is a cost because we know juvenile is more expensive, it's more intensive, and it's more effective. So there'd be an upfront cost, but in the long run, we believe you'd reduce victimization. We believe you'd reduce other criminal costs and really help get people more productive in society and stop other costs in the adult system by having people get intervened in the juvenile system.
Why do you think this legislation has been stuck for so long, hasn't passed?
Well, in the last session back in 15-16, rather, Paul, it did pass overwhelmingly in the House and just kind of ran out of time in the Senate, and we're kind of up against it now. We've taken a lot of time in trying to negotiate with the counties and the judges on this legislation to make sure the funding system is proper. We think we've got a pretty good bill. We know it's not perfect, but we want to try to make sure that whatever we do here is going to be sustainable and is going to be changing for our criminal justice system here in Michigan.
Of course, as I said, this lame duck legislature has so much on its plate. You do run the risk of the same thing happening again, running out of time.
Well, that's a difficult thing. I think the nice thing is that we believe we have a lot of support. If it were allowed up for a vote, I think it would pass both the House and Senate. But you're right, during lame duck, anything goes, and we're subject to the whims of those that push the buttons, if you will.
Well, we'll see how it all sorts out in the next couple of weeks. In the meantime, Tom, we appreciate you joining us. We appreciate the insight this morning.
Thank you very much, Paul. Hope you have a good holiday.
All right, thanks. You too. Take care. Bye now.
Bye.